Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Mem Ches, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the second line in Amud Aleph. So we're only over here in the middle of a Cheshbon. We learned in the previous Daf, the Mishnah tells us that the Tznuim, the people that are Tzadikim, they know that some people come and take their Netar Revai, their Kerem Revai. So what do? They put money aside and they say that whatever is taken is being mechol, is being redeemed in the money which is over here. So more broad and mechlekes in the previous daf. When do they do it? They do it before it was taken, they do it in the morning before it was taken. And they say whatever will be taken today will be mechol on what we have by us retroactively. Or they do it after the fact, meaning they do it in the evening. In the evening, that after whatever was taken, they say whatever was taken will be redeemed on the money that we have over here. Is it before the fact or after the fact? So the Gemara asked, according to Rambam, it said before the fact, how can you do that? It's still connected to the ground. You can't redeem it when it's connected to the ground. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a problem. You put the money right now before the fact. But when is it chal? When it comes to fruition? When it's implemented? Only once it was pulled. Because you hold the Gemshim Gamliel, then by Sasheni, and who are dealing with the Revai, is not redeemed until you pull the fruits. So ask the Gemara now, in the second line, Omar Abiyasi, but the pasuk says, "V'nosan hakesef v'kamloi." Kamloi means will come to him. Mashu, you can only redeem something which is in your rishus, which is in under your possession. Something which is not under your possession, you can't redeem. And the more brings the example to that. If you see a bread floating in the river, from a kikar's egdish, you said this bread should be egdish. Shema klum omar will become egdish. It won't become egdish. Why it's on your rishus? So same thing also. Redemption cannot be if it's on your rishus. So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me that what happened? He's doing it before the fact, doing it in the morning. And when it's taken, that's when it's chal. But if when it's taken, it's chal, it's not near Rishos. How can you deem something which is not near Rishos? So the one second, I'm off your meal. Adad nakshu l'mandom b'shachris. Kashitsu l'mandom b'yitatei erev. Why are you asking it only based on our cheshbin? Then we talk about it, did it before the fact. And then you ask if it was before the fact, it's still connected. You say no, but it's going to happen only once he pulls it. According to the second mandor with the same question. It's even a bit greater question. Because what does the second mandor say? That you do it after the fact. After the fact is for sure now in your possession. So we're building a buildup. We're saying, if you hold it's happening in the morning, so question number one, hi, if it's in the morning, it's still connected. Say no, it's once it's pulled. Once it's pulled, it's out of your possession. So 1 second, according to the other mandor, they're doing it after the fact. It's better. It's also not in your possession. Amar Lazy told him, that's not a question. That's exactly the machlokes between the two shittas. The man domer, the whole today erev, doesn't have these questions because he holds you could redeem something which is not in your possession. Meaning, as we explained in the previous daf, that is the nekudas of machlokes. That's the point of argument between the man domer that says you could do in the morning and the man domer that says you could do in the evening. Meaning, there's really two machlokes over here. The first man domer says you could do it before the fact, because it works retroactively, it works with Breiro, but you cannot do it after the fact because it's not in your possession. The second Mandoma says the opposite. You can do it before the fact because he holds there's no Breiro, so you can't do it retroactively, but you can do it after the fact because I don't have a requirement that should be in your possession. So comes out that that's the Machlokes. The second Mandoma holds I don't need to redeem something in my possession. So the Gemara is telling you, if your meal asks, you have a problem, how can you do something if it's not in your possession? But what are you going to do with the second mandomer? The second mandomer, the question doesn't start. Because he holds you could do. That's exactly the point. He says you could redeem something not in your possession. But the first mandomer holds you can't. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me that it works only once you pull the fruits, it's not in your possession. So how can you tell me that it happens only then? So the Gemara reinforces the question and stays with the question. Halacha beis zug de mishnah. Kerem revai oilu yushalayim malach yoyim echad de kol tzad. So we did at the corner, yeah, you could redeem Kerem Revai. The fruits of Revai you can redeem. But Chazal made at the corner that within 1 day distance of Yerushalayim, don't redeem it, bring it to Yerushalayim. We want Yerushalayim to be full of fruits. What's the tchum? What's the 1 day distance? Eilas min adorim, Eilas in the south, Akravas min atzofan, Akravas in the north, Lud min amayro from the west, V'hayagdim min amizach, the Jordan River from the east. When they had abundance of fruits, they had love fruits. It says you can redeem it even, not 1 day distance, even right next to the walls of Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. Only once it's inside the walls, then you don't redeem it. But they did it with a condition. What is the condition? Says the Mishnah of Memches Amud Beis. When they want to change, it can change. In other words, when the Rabbanon will see that there's not enough fruit to Yerushalayim, they'll go back to the original takanah that within one day bring it to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisrael argues and says no. It wasn't a difference that one day there was enough fruits and they said there's no need. The change was, the reason they stopped bringing fruit to Yerushalayim because there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. So there's no point in bringing fruit to Yerushalayim. What was the tnai? And Moshe said, "Bona Beis Hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu, Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. They'll go back to the original takana that within one day distance you have to bring fruit to Yerushalayim." Continues the Mishnah and says, "Kerem Revai b'chamoyimim ein loy choymish ve'ein loy biur." Kerem Revai, when you redeem it, you don't add a choymish like you do in Ma'aseh Sheni, and there's no beer, there's no limit when you have to finish it. Like Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to do it within 3 year period. As we'll see later, in the fourth year of Shemitah, the seventh year of Shemitah, you get rid of the fruits of Maaser, not of Revai. We see you learn Revai from Maaser Sheni, and it does have these halachas. But Shamarim Yeshlo Peret Yeshlo Oilolos. Peret and Oilolos are the matnas anim that you give from grapes. Different types of grapes do you give to the anim. So, by Revai, you have to give the anim too. For anim, poitim latzo, the anim take it, and then Hai has Gdushas Revai, so they redeem it for themselves. Basil holds has the din of Hegdish, and there's no matas anim over there. You don't have to give the peret and oilolos to the anim. So kulagas means it all goes to the winery, all goes for the usage of Revai. So the Gemara. Originally, they used to use all the grapes to do yain for nesochim, for Beis Hamikdash. For the law, you had no mitzvahs. There's not enough grapes in the markets of Yerushalayim. So they at the that within one day distance they bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, but one second, they're not going to put the fruits in the market. They're going to take the fruits and give it to their relatives. They give it to their neighbors. They'll give it to the people they know. So the Gemara, feel dover kalaya matir sashuk. Yeah, but so when you bring more fruits, you have in circulation more fruits. So eventually there'll be more fruits in the market. He brings a whole bunch of fruits. He gives it to his neighbors. He gives it to his friend. Then there's something left. He brings it to the market. So by having a takana of bringing fruits to Yerushalayim, even though you don't have to put in the market, but that will bring about more fruits in the market. And now it was the goal of Rabbanon to have fruits in the market of Yerushalayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Memches.